It was so windy outside. We put on rollerblades and let the wind blow us around. It was so fun.
Yeah, the wind gave you strength to roll around without even trying. Guess what? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Have you ever seen a sailing ship? They use their big sails to catch the wind and push them across the ocean. They're not using their own strength, they're using the wind's strength. If you're a Christian, you should be just like those sailing ships, using the strength that Jesus offers you to live your life. If you try to obey Him on your own, you'll get tired and fail, but you can rely on Jesus to help you through. Isaiah 40:31 says, "Those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." Our story for today is entitled, Wings. Liam looked out the window of his friend Michael's house as they finished their lunch. "Look at those trees," he said. "They're bending over from the wind." "So were we a few minutes ago," said Michael. "It's too hard to play ball with this much wind. I'm tired. We'll have to think of something to do inside." Liam pulled a movie out of his backpack. Michael's mom took their plates. "I'm sorry, Liam, but I promised your mother you'd play outside, not watch movies. I'm sure you boys can think of something to do." "I know," said Michael. "You brought your rollerblades, right? I have an idea." The boys put on their skates, and Michael pulled four snow shovels from the shed and handed two to Liam. "Are you crazy?" Liam asked, giving his friend a fake punch. "It's hot out, not snowing." Michael smiled. "Just wait and see." They stumped around the house to the driveway. "Hold up your shovels like this," Michael said. He held his shovels high. A blast of wind whooshed, and Michael skimmed along the drive and onto the sidewalk. "Come on, Liam," he shouted. Liam held his shovels up, but nothing happened. Grumbling, he bent and struggled against the wind to where Michael stood. Just as he got there, panting, another gust sent Michael soaring. He made a wide circle and swooped over to Liam. "Are there wings on your rollerblades or what?" Liam demanded. "You took off like a huge bird." "That's what gave me the idea. In church, we talked about how even kids get tired and how God gives us wings like eagles. Wings made me think of using snow shovels to catch the wind. The trick is to hold them up in the right direction so the wind does the work." Mom walked over carrying knee pads. "That's what Jesus does for us," she said. "He did all the work of saving us by dying for our sin, and He gives us strength when we grow tired. When we feel worn out from trying to do things on our own, we need to depend on Him for strength and trust Him to lead us in the right direction." "Cool. Thanks, Mom. Let's go." The boys put on their knee pads and sailed off. So how about you? Do you feel tired and worn out? Are there problems in your life you're trying to fix on your own? Life can be difficult sometimes, but remember that if you trust in Jesus, He's always with you. He is strong enough to save you from sin, and He promises to give you strength when you face hard times. Trust Him to help you through difficulties and lead you in the right direction. Once again, our key verse found in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31.
"Those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not faint."
And our key thought for the day, Jesus gives you strength. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.